your chance together.
Great new song, and he is unstoppable in doing wonders in our life, so we praise the Lord for that. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn to Psalm 61, or it'll be on the overhead. You can follow along on that. This is a Psalm of David, And David is king, but he's not in a good place. He's in a bad place. He's exiled from his throne by choice. He abandons the throne because his son is rebelling, and the nation, a lot of the nation is rebelling against David's rule, wanting Absalom to be there. But then David prays, and finally that rebellion is put down, and David comes back to the throne. And so really it's a prayer of trust in time of trials. So we all need that trust in time of trials. So follow along Psalm 61 as I read. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry unto you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from my enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. Lord, especially trusting you in times of adversity and trials and afflictions and things that just come our way, big and small. Lord, but I pray that you take us out of our smallness and into your greatness, Lord, to see that you have everything in your hand under control in our life, here and now and for all eternity. So, Lord, I do pray, Lord, you just touch our hearts and our lives through the worship and through the word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You could be seated or you could stand. Raise your hands. Just feel free to worship the Lord together.
Lead me to the cross. Cross, the price that was paid for our sins. We remember that it took our Jesus, our Savior, to tear away the veil that prevented us from a face-to-face relationship with you, Lord. We remember today the blood spilled for us.
left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow.
Hallelujah. my trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a church.